Matthew Wright has been one of the great pickups for the Carlton Footy Club, who have done it tough over the past 3 or 4 years, but he's been an absolute shining star. Played 94 with the Crows. He's playing 150 this, his game number 150 this weekend with the Blues. Been good enough to join us. Hey, Matty, thanks for joining us, mate, and thanks for just hanging on for a few minutes while we sort a couple other issues out.
No worries. Thanks for the kind words, Gary.
No, hey, I've loved watching you go about it. Were you always a natural goal kicker? I didn't get that sense when you were at the Crows.
No, I started probably more as a midfielder, and then sort of mid-forward, and then ended up forward predominantly when I come across to the Blues. And, yeah, it sort of worked out well.
Yeah, well, sometimes when you look at a player that you think, oh, he's been doing that since, you know, you can see junior players, the minute they go and play their first game of footy, they know where the goals are. Were you that sort of player or not? Because you look like it.
I always enjoyed kicking a goal. Yes, I do. I suppose it wasn't overly sort of natural for me. It's one of those things that once you start to do it in a few games, you sort of tend to enjoy it, and that feeling, you just want to try and replicate it week in, week out.
Hey, Matty, congratulations. How much time do you spend on the goal kick? Because we hear this all the time from players. Oh, there's never enough time to go out there and have a kick for goal, and we get dragged off the track, that type of thing. How much time do you spend on the craft of actually preparing yourself for a set shot?
I think you're right. There's all the loads and monitoring how many kicks you have. You got to find time to sort of get better at it. And then once you do lock away a routine, you just got to be real consistent with it. And now most of the boys at the footy club, if you miss a goal, they can tell you why they missed it before. You know, before it sails through. So it's definitely a trained skill, and we spend a lot of time on it at the footy club, and it's one of those areas of football, if you can improve that, then it gives you a fair head start.
It's been widely reported today in the paper, The Age, back page lead, Curnow, Cripps to sign on. I mean, you must be excited to hear that as one of their teammates.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they've been sort of real sort of key pillars for us this year, and they're going to be fantastic players long-term for this footy club, and the quicker we can sort of lock those boys away, the better it's going to be, and just gives the team a bit of stability and, you know, the confidence for others to then go, yeah, well, we're heading in the right direction and we want to hang around as well.
And you've been at a successful club, a big club like the Adelaide Crows, who have, you know, been largely successful since they joined the competition. So yep. You're well placed. Are you confident? I guess it's a bit of a Dorothy Dixer because you're not going to turn around and say no. But from what you're seeing at Carlton, how confident are you that they've got it right or are getting it right?
Yeah, I'm super confident. We, you know, we keep saying that we feel better than a 10-1 side at the minute. We feel like we're playing better footy than what the ladder's sort of showing. We just haven't been able to string it together for four quarters, and that's a part of our growth and getting better going forward. But we've seen we've got some pretty good players, you know, in the key posts for us. And if we can keep developing the blokes that are coming through the system that are new to the system, we reckon we've got all the pieces to the puzzle. We've just got to put it together for four quarters now, week in, week out.
Talking to Matthew Wright from the Blues, plays his 150th game this weekend, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. You and your wife, Anna, are dog people, Matthew. You've got a Dalmatian called Daisy. You've got a Kelpie cross named Hugo. Once a week, you volunteer at Melbourne's Lost Dogs Home. And you'd also like to introduce the possibility of maybe players walking out with a dog pre-game that can be adopted. Is that right?
Well, I sort of spitballed the idea a bit last year. I seen it I reckon it was a Mexican soccer game. And you know how you normally walk out with the kids pre-game. So I thought it wouldn't be a great idea if you did it 1 week with all the dogs from the animal shelter and helps them get adopted, then it's a happy ending for everyone. So
I love it.
That's the idea behind it. So hopefully we can get it to happen.
Have you tried to move the idea forward in any way?
Yeah, we have. The biggest sort of hurdle at the minute is the crowd noise with all the dogs. They're not too sure how the dogs will react pre-game, but it's something that we're sort of working on, and hopefully we can get it done.
I thought you were going to say cleaning up after the dogs or something like that.
Yeah, we might need a sweep of the ground before the game starts, I would have thought.
Just a little pooper scooper out there will do the job.
One of those Kelpies went for $22,000. I don't know if you saw that on the news last night. Matty, that's not the one you've got, is it?
Definitely not my boy. That's a fair price.
That's a good wedge. Yeah, good luck, mate. We appreciate you just hanging around and giving us a few minutes. Good luck, 150. We've enjoyed watching you play, and we'll enjoy watch you play this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the support.
All right,
Matty Wright, he's underrated, Wisp. I know you spoke about Josh Thomas yesterday. Kicked 5 in that season opener against the Tigers.